This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما وعملا يا أرحم الراحمين. وبعد، respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Insha'Allah, this is the first in a series of very short reminders that we will hopefully be presenting to you. Today's reminder is about something that we all want in our lives. Every human being wants happiness. Whether the person is poor, healthy, unhealthy, rich, poor, men, women, elders, young people, spouses, parents, children, everyone is looking for happiness in this life. I'm sure all of you watching, you want to be happy in this world, in this life. And actually there are many ways, and I did a talk previously, steps to happiness, in pursuit of happiness. But in this short reminder, I just want to talk about one point that I really think is really effective. I think it's very effective in us being happy. It's what I call the golden rule to achieve happiness, which is that we live a life in such a way that we cut off all our expectations from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect all our expectations with the creator, of creation. Our expectations, our hopes are with Allah, not with the creation, not with the makhluq. Seriously. Bring that into your life and you will see a world of difference. You know, cut off your expectations from the creation of Allah. Don't ever try your best. Never expect people to appreciate you. Do not wait for a return. When we are good to people, when you are good to someone, don't expect to be thanked. Don't have expectations of being appreciated or given something in return. Because you see, when we have expectations from people, and people let us down, then we become sad. It hurts. And you say, you know, we talk to people, oh, I did so much for him or for her. And she did not even say a word of thanks in return. Didn't even appreciate it. Once we wait for appreciation and people let us down, then what will happen? We will become despondent, we will become sad, we will become upset. But if we have no expectations from the creation, we do everything for the sake of Allah. Our lives should be inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything, prayer, our living and our death, everything we do it for the sake of Allah. We are good to our parents for the sake of Allah. We look after our children for the sake of Allah, not because they will look after us when we are old. We are good to our spouses for the sake of Allah. We are good to our students, our teachers, our employers, employees, for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of Allah, not for getting anything in return. We exchange gifts for the sake of Allah. This is called tasheehu niyya, correcting one's intention. We don't invite people just because they invited us or will invite us. Or the worst thing that you can do, you know, they will take it bad. You know, we do things sometimes. We don't really want to do it from the heart. But we think about what will people say. They'll take it bad. They'll think bad about us. They'll talk negatively about us. There's no reward. You go and visit someone, oh, I have to go to visit because you know what? They'll take it bad. They'll talk bad about. What will people think? This is very, you know, this is really sad. The thing that I feel is really killing people is the fear of what people will say. People, remember, brothers and sisters, you and I, we can never make people happy. You could do something for someone for 999 years. Okay, I don't know if anyone lives that long. But you could do something for 999 years. And one day you do something wrong and they will say you've not done anything ever for them. So why worry about people? Worry about the creator of the people. Okay, so cut off all expectations. If you Cut off your expectations. You never expect anything from anyone. You do things good for to people. You fulfill the rights of others. You are good towards people, kind, polite, only for the sake of Allah, and you're not expecting anything. And then they do something for you in return, then you will consider it to be a bonus, like, wow, subhanAllah, I wasn't expecting this. You'll be happy. And if someone doesn't do anything for you, they don't give you anything in return, they don't appreciate you, they don't thank you, they don't show any gratitude, they're not kind in return, then you will not feel let down because you weren't expecting it in the beginning. So there will be no sadness and you won't be upset, you know, because you didn't expect it anyway. I know this is difficult, but you have to work. We have to work at it. It's really important. We cut off all expectations from the creation of Allah, and we expect everything from Allah. We build our expectation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, you know, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a dua in the Surah Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. Allahumma qadhif fi qalbi raja'ak, waqta' raja'i amman siwak, hatta la arju ahadan ghayrak. O Allah, place in my heart, instill in my heart, expectations with you. I want all my expectations with you, O Allah. وَقْطَعْ رَجَاءِ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. And O Allah, cut off all my expectations with anyone besides you. So that I don't expect anything from anyone, I only expect it from you. Allah is the one who we expect everything from. And Allah is the Khaliq, Allah is the Razak. We do things to please Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. So try to bring this into your life, inshallah, and you will see this is, I feel, a golden rule of happiness. If you want to be at peace, you want contentment in your life, you want tranquility, you don't want to be upset all the time, this is a golden rule. Don't expect anything from anyone, never expect to be appreciated, thanked, or given something in return, and never worry about what people will say. As long as between you and Allah, you are fine, you are not violating any of Allah's commands, you are not displeasing Allah, then don't worry about people. Because people, one day they will praise you, one day they will swear at you. So don't worry about people. Live a life like this and inshallah, hopefully you will see that you will be happy in your life. That doesn't mean that you will have no problems, because this life, you know, we all face problems. Tests and trials are part of this life. But you will find this inner peace and tranquility. Things won't affect you. Someone said something, who cares? You know, it doesn't make me a bad person. You will feel and experience this inner peace in the heart, inshallah. We pray and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us and bless us with this inner peace, this tranquility, this contentment of the heart, and bring us happiness in this life, and importantly, happiness in the next life. Jazakallah khair for listening. Barakallahu feekum. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.